Well, good morning. It is December 30th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on the last 2 days of the year. Second Chronicles chapter 35, Revelation chapter 21, Malachi chapter 3, and John chapter 20. And then tomorrow we are done with our Bible reading for 2022. I can't believe it. It's gone by really, really quick. But let's get to it. Second Chronicles chapter 35, second to last chapter of each one of these books. Second Chronicles 35. Moreover, Josiah kept a Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, and he set the priests in charge and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord, and said unto the Levites that taught all of Israel, which were holy unto the Lord, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, did build it. It shall not be a burden upon your shoulders. Serve now the Lord your God and his people Israel, and prepare yourselves by the houses of your father, after your courses, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon his son, and stand in the holy place, according to the divisions of the families of the fathers of your brethren, the people, and after the divisions of the families of the Levites. And so kill the Passover, and sanctify yourselves, and prepare your brethren, that they may do according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And Josiah gave to the people of the flocks, lambs, and kids, all for the Passover offering, for all were present, to the number of 30,000 and 3,000 bullocks. These were of the king's substance. And his princes gave willingly unto the people, to the priests, and to the Levites. Hilkiah and Zechariah and Jehiel, rulers of the house of God, gave unto the priests for the Passover offering 2,600 small cattle, 300 oxen. Conaniah also, and Shemaiah, and Nathaniel, his brethren, and Hashabiah, and Jeiel, and Jozbad, chief of the Levites, gave unto the Levites for Passover offering 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. And so the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites in their courses according to the king's commandment. And they killed the Passover, and the priests sprinkled the blood from their hands, and the Levites flayed them. And they removed the burnt offering that they might give according to the division of the families of the people to offer unto the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. And so did they with the oxen. And they roasted the Passover with fire according to the ordinance. But the other holy offerings sod they in pots and in cauldrons and in pans, and divided them speedily among all the people. And afterwards they made ready for themselves and for the priests, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busied in the offering and burnt offerings and fat until night. And therefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron, and the singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place, according to the commandment of David and Asaph and Heman and Jethun, the king's seer. And the porters waited for every gate, that they might not depart from their service, for their brethren the Levites prepared for them. And so all the service of the Lord was prepared the same day to keep the Passover and to offer burnt offerings upon the altar of the Lord, according to the commandment of King Josiah. And the children of Israel that were present kept the Passover at the time in the Feast of Unleavened Bread 7 days. And there was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept. And the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel that were present and the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was this Passover kept. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carmish by Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, "What have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. For God commanded me to make haste. Forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he destroy thee not." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself, that he might fight with him, and hearkened not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, "Have me away, for I am sore wounded." And his servants therefore took him out of the chariot and put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in one of the sepulchres of his fathers. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah, and all the singing men and the singing women spake of Josiah and their lamentations to this day, and made them an ordinance in Israel, and behold, they are written in the Lamentations. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and his goodness, according to that which was written in the law of the Lord, and his deeds, the first and the last, behold, they are written in the books of the kings of Israel and Judah. And that was 2 Chronicles chapter 35. One more chapter tomorrow, and we are done with 2 Chronicles. Let's move on over to that amazing chapter, Revelation chapter 21. Revelation 21. Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto the stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, that had a great wall and high, and had 12 gates, and had the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east gate, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third of chalcedony, the fourth of emerald, and the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, and seventh chrysolite, and eighth beryl, and ninth of topaz, tenth of chrysophas, and 11th of jacinth, and 12th of amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were a transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. That was Revelation chapter 21. Amazing chapter. One to look forward to. Malachi chapter 3 today for our next reading. Malachi chapter 3 for our next reading today. Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to the temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a fuller's soap. and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, as in the former days. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages, the widow, the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, and I change not. And therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone out away from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourers for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Then all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightfulsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord, and yet ye say, have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. And then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that brought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. And then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. That was Malachi chapter 3. Again, one more chapter. Let's move on over to our final reading today, John chapter 20. John chapter 20 today. John chapter 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. And then she runneth, and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him. And Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulcher. And so they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, and yet went he not in. And then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulcher, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. And then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own homes. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. And then as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And she turned herself, and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. And then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. And whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said unto them, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see his hands, the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. And then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst of them, and said, Peace be unto you. And then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God for that. It's just an awesome, awesome passage of scripture today. But that said, that was our reading today for the second to last day of 2022, December 30th. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment in the comment section. Yes, I know. Nice shirt there, Jim. I'm just seeing that now. You think you're the number one dad? Number one signing off. Anyway, those of you who get that reference, yeah, you know, we can definitely be good friends. But anyway, anyways, big distraction. Leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Again, I hope you're planning on joining me on Sunday as we start the Bible reading once again. Again, New American Standard. Encourage others to join us as well. And again, I trust that it'll be just as big of a blessing as it was this past year. I'm looking forward to giving you guys your prizes for the end of the year here. I got some good ones, and I got some good ideas for next year as well. But that said, thank you all so much. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for this day that you have given to us. Lord, I thank you so much that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ didn't stay in that tomb. Lord, I thank you so much that he rose from the dead. Lord, he showed us that he is the giver of everlasting life, and that all those who put their faith in Jesus can be saved, that these things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. And Lord, I just thank you so much for that amazing truth. Lord, I pray that we would, again, take the commands of Malachi seriously as well, God, that we would not become weary in serving the Lord or put off our service to you, God, as we see such a great of a Savior as we just read about. Lord, may all of our heart and soul be committed to him this coming year, Lord. May we serve you and your church like we have never done before in this next coming year, Lord, I pray. I pray that of myself. I pray that of my brothers and sisters. I pray, God, that our commitment to you, Lord, would just be strong and just gaining strength day by day, Lord. And may this daily Bible reading be a part of that. Lord, we love you, and I commit this day to you, and I commit my brothers and sisters to you now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Number one, signing off. That was for you, Jim.